This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode. We got a guy who can't get it up and another guy who hates EDM music and might ruin his relationship for it. Check it out, share it with friends, enjoy. The J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it once again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you for getting involved. Thank you for sending me your Snapchats of you listening. I'm JTrain56 on Snapchat. You can send them along to me. And I want to ask you again to keep doing that. Keep telling your friends and your coworkers and your brothers and your sisters and your frat houses and anyone you can tell about the JTrain podcast. Keep spreading the word. It keeps getting bigger and bigger every week. And honestly, let me go into the closet right now and get a 14-foot feather. And just start feathering my own nuts, because you guys, it feathers my nuts every time you guys send me a snap of you listening to the podcast or where you're from or where you're going. And let me also feather your nuts, listeners. If you've been here for a while, you know we got a very special episode with an OKP. I'm grazing your nuts right now. Anthony DeVito, thank you for coming on.
Hello!
That was a new opening.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to be like you.
Yeah, this is you and a lot of other people.
Second mate on the train.
You got my... I don't know if that's how you describe this second command on a train, is it?
Yeah, the coal man.
The coal man. You're shoveling the coal into the...
Hee-ho, hee, a life for me, a cold life for me.
That's what the coal guy's saying.
Yeah, that's how they sound in my head.
I never understood in the train...
Uh-huh.
How did that coal work into the whole situation?
What do you mean?
Like, what would you say your job was? Hey, I shovel coal on the train.
Yeah, I'm the coal guy. That was a revered position back then.
Oh, it was.
Coal people get fucked a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm the coal
guy.
That
was a high
position. Laying dick everywhere.
Exactly. Oh, you banged a coal man?
Yeah.
Wow, you must be some kind of Vanderbilt.
You got some coal money.
Yeah, man. Those guys were pulling in serious pussy.
Major tail. Anthony, it's great to have you on.
You guys can go find,
if you don't know, he's an OKP, original key player. Anthony, his Twitter handle is Anthony_*.
Yep, 69. Eat your heart out, you fucking bitch.
At Anthony_ on Twitter. You can follow him, support him. I love having you here because we can get right into it. You know the deal.
Yeah. No need to beat around the bush.
No.
Mm-mm.
We'll get into some bush.
I love it.
If you know what I mean.
Nom, 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 nom.
This guy wrote, "Help, yo, Jew train, in a situation right now. She literally just went to the bathroom and my first inclination was to email Papa JT." Can you imagine being with a chick and she's like, "Hold on, I gotta go take a piss."
Yeah.
And then you're like, "Oh, get me my phone. We gotta..."
Yeah, I gotta find out. What do I do, Jared? She goes to the bathroom.
Late night wake up to a "can you pick me up at the bar" turned into a hookup sesh back at my place. But every time we go to Pound Town, my strong medium turns to mush.
Mm.
She keeps going on top. She keeps going on top. I don't know if that's the problem, but I need help ASAP. I don't know if this is helping him. This is
all over the road, man.
Have you ever had your dick go soft sober?
Never.
This is so weird.
I've never.
Never.
Never. That
never.
Thing is rock hard at all times.
All times.
I'm on so many pills. that thing stays so hard.
Just
all the time.
You can barely walk.
I'm the talk of the bank.
Yes.
When I'm in line.
They're like, look at that boner.
Look at that big old bone.
That bone.
That guy's cashing a check.
Yeah.
He's excited.
Somebody get him a chick.
Nah.
Let him release that demon.
Oh, boy. Now, I'm soft most of the time.
Yeah, I'm soft 99%
of the day. 99%
of the day,
I'm soft.
I don't know. You ever gotten soft during, like, you're like, oh, I want it to happen?
Of course.
Always.
75% of the time.
Happens.
I want it to happen. It goes soft, and I fucking pray to
and
God.
You start giving a pep talk. You're like, come on, little guy.
Take it into the bathroom. Do this for me, Wilson.
This one time. I need you one last time.
Wilson, you
come on.
God damn it, rise to the occasion.
Literally.
I named my penis Wilson after that Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah?
Because that's how I look at it.
You just
as my friend.
As your buddy.
Yeah, as my little friend.
It's your little friend that you can't convince to do anything you want to
do. No, nothing. He's stubborn.
He always just wants to go out and fucking play with chicks that you don't even know.
No, but
he doesn't like the girls that you do know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crazy thing.
Ugh,
that's the thing.
Nightmare.
Mine. Head and head have to be on the same page.
Ooh, love that.
Right?
H and H
bagel. That's a very New York reference. I'm just saying,
yeah.
For this guy or anyone else that's going soft,
the only
piece of advice is don't let it get to you.
No. Don't let it get to you.
Do not.
Just
avoid the rabbit hole
of
being like, oh shit, my penis doesn't work. Because
totally.
It will work.
It will. It just... Michael Jordan played a lot of games in his career, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had some nights where he went 0-for-14.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he wasn't the greatest player of all time.
Exactly.
So don't worry about a bad night.
A baseball, even more sports references, a baseball player that gets 3 hits out of 10 is considered an all-star.
Yeah, totally.
So you lean on the numbers.
How many races did Secretariat race?
A lot of races.
We won a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So he lost a couple.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that doesn't mean that he wasn't a great horse.
No.
The movies were made about him.
So just remember, your dick is a horse.
Yeah.
And it's got a fucking...
Can you look at that thing as a horse? Well, hey.
Hey.
What does
a gay horse eat? Hey.
Oh, God.
That's my favorite joke.
Yeah, I love that too. Simple and
effective.
You know, come on.
So the thing is, like, the penis.
Secretariat was 16-3-1.
16-3-1.
Yeah. So one time.
That dude can fuck.
Yeah, that's just
That's just a horse who can fuck. And listen, we're all not Secretariat.
Yeah, how about that too, right? Because women fuck horses, right?
Yes.
Maybe guys do too. Everybody does.
Were we talking about real horses right now?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
What fake horses? What do you mean?
No, I don't know. I didn't know if you were still
in
the analogy.
No. This is real life, baby.
Women
fuck horses.
Does that happen?
Yeah, they love to.
I think that is a broad brush.
No, they love it.
They love it, yeah.
Anyway. You want to fuck, like, I wonder if any, like, woman has ever banged a big Secretariat or anything like that.
Oh, like the famous horses?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think it's kind of like...
Yeah, it's like,
do you think
I fucked a horse, but it was Secretariat, so how about that?
It's kind of like the women who want to fuck serial killers.
Yeah.
They're like, there's that interest.
Yeah.
They're like, look, it's Manson, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, I...
Right,
that's,
right, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
yes.
You're saying, is there a brand of woman... Who does fuck horses, who's trying to get with...
Who's trying to get with Secretariat, because that's the cream of the crop for
cream
her. Because, like, I love to bang a horse, and my dream is a Triple Crown winner.
It's a Triple Crown winner.
Secretariat.
There's a last Triple Crown winner that's still alive. There's a...
Livingston Bones.
That's
is that his name?
No.
I
don't even think you were close.
I took a shot.
There's a very specific listener that's still listening to this podcast right now
that
is loving this.
Yeah. Yes.
There's someone that has already turned this off at
horse
fucking.
Those are the people who I will receive tweets from.
Yes. So you should go at @AnthonyDeVito_. He's also on a great podcast that I enjoy called the Rad Dude Cast.
Yeah.
tell the listeners about the Rad Dude Cast.
The Rad Dude Cast, we're on our 315th episode.
Okay.
Here's
the thing about the Rad Dude Cast, and I'll say this to the listeners. They're going to spend a lot of time wondering what number episode it is. So use that 15-second button to skip ahead a little bit.
I think it's all one episode to us. We don't really look at it that way. You
know? Go find it on iTunes, Rad Dude Cast. New Girl.
Hang on a second, though.
Oh.
You never saw any videos of people having sex with horses?
There's one famous video where I think you can find it, and I have watched, and all I could think about, I wasn't even thinking about the person doing it. I kept thinking about how big the horse penis was.
Horse penis
is fucking
enormous.
Huge.
Yeah.
Like, you can't believe it when you see it.
Right.
You see it, and you're like, that's not real.
Yeah.
That's not, like, long.
Yeah.
And huge that you're like, I don't understand. Like, why aren't we? How are we riding these beasts?
Right.
Like, at what point in history was man like, fuck that penis, I'll get on top of that?
Like,
I would be so afraid of how big the penis was that I would never go near it.
That's interesting, man.
You know what I mean?
That is a very interesting mindset. Dick's too big to go near that thing.
I ain't riding that shit.
I ain't riding that.
No.
Too big a dick.
That's an animal with a huge penis.
So, wait.
So he knows shit I don't even know about.
So that's what you're saying. If you see a dick that big
on an animal,
you'll go, I'm not going near that thing.
I'm not going near it.
That thing has got brains that I can't understand.
That horse will figure out a way to get me off his back and put that dick in my ass.
That's what you're thinking.
That's the way I'm thinking.
No way he's got a dick that big. He's not using it.
Not using it. Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to wield that weapon.
I feel bad for the other horses. You see those big old penises, you know?
There's got to be some... have you ever seen a micro penis?
No.
You want to be fucking shocked.
Yeah?
Google micro penis.
Yeah.
I've never felt worse for people in my entire life. That should get you a disabled sticker.
I think you might be right.
Why wouldn't that? That affects your whole mindset on shit.
Yeah.
Penis size is so much a part of the male ego and sensitivity.
Yeah.
If you have Google micropenis at home.
Yeah.
Press pause.
And
you'll look at these and be like, oh my God, these people have a real disability.
Yeah.
They are going through life.
Right, that's a real thing.
Well,
that's not just like you have a tiny penis.
No.
You're of a certain nationality.
No.
You have a tiny penis.
We don't know what that is. I don't know what you're talking about. What nationality?
I don't know. I'm leaving that up to the listener.
Okay, so, but I'm just saying, like, it's not even like, listen, when I'm flaccid.
Yeah.
There's some days that are not dick days for me.
Oh, man. Yeah. Whew, boy, you know, some days I can't even see that thing.
No, it's
a pair
like
of balls and a bush.
Just.
I don't know who I am down there.
Yeah,
maybe I'm a lady.
It just looks like googly eyes.
Yeah.
With big eyebrows.
And it does. So, like Groucho Marx.
Groucho Marx. But that's the thing. Like, some days you look at your penis, you're like, oh my God, this is not.
Yeah.
This is a day that no woman should ever see.
Yeah, I don't want to look at this thing.
But then you look at a micro penis, and you're like,
really?
Oh God.
Wow, poor son of a bitch.
Look, bring it up on the computer. Just
and there's a specific category where then they're called micro penises.
You should be able to get a handicap sticker.
Yeah.
But the worst would be like, oh, what's your handicap?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, well, my penis looks like a grain of rice.
Yeah. Yeah. Then because then you park close, and then people always want to go, what's your problem, pal? You got nothing wrong with
you.
Yeah. You're a 30-year-old guy.
Well, that's the thing.
Then you got to go,
well, this is
around the corner with me.
Check out this
little dilly willy.
So, but that's what I'm saying. These people are living. I think their lives are so much harder than we want to give them credit for.
Oh boy, yeah, that's
we're looking.
That's
at...
just the head.
Yeah.
So it's got
that's
no,
even big.
It's got no stem to it, huh?
I don't know what that is.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. These are big clitorises. They should become women.
Yeah, that's the move.
Yeah, become a woman. Rise to power.
It's not a choice, Anthony.
Okay.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. If you have a micropenis, please email us. JTrainPodcast. I'd like to hear from. I think that's going to be the fucking toughest because it's all on the inside. No one feel. You know, at least.
Well, here's the thing.
If you're
though,
really if you're disabled, at least there's like some sort of like, you know, people make and I don't know how this is going to sound, but people make changes for you. They hold the door open for you.
Yeah.
You know, like if someone was coming by with a cane, I'd be like, okay, let me hold the door open.
Yeah.
If a guy was walking up with a micro penis, I'm like, fuck this dude, I'll get the door yourself. But I should be holding the door for him.
Yeah, I hold the door for everyone.
I don't know how much money they have. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on in their life. I'll hold the door for them.
You want to hear a story?
I'd love to.
We're really off topic.
Come on, man. But, I'm here. People know.
This is an OKP episode.
It's an OKP episode.
It's a Friday episode.
What's going on?
We got emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I'm here with Anthony DeVito _ Rad Duke.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in Hilton Head.
Yeah.
And I got an Uber.
Yeah.
Okay? And I think what's happened with Uber, New York City, not as much. When I get into a New York City Uber,
yeah,
I open the door, go, Jared, in case they don't speak English.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's always nice.
Jared!
Okay.
And then I sit in silence for the whole ride.
Yeah.
I say, thank you.
Yeah.
And then I get out.
Okay, yeah.
You know, in case they don't speak English.
No, you've said that now
twice. Yeah, say it louder.
Yes, I understand.
In the true American tradition.
This is a little preview of your China trip.
Yeah, this is my China trip.
Yeah, they're going to love you over there.
I can't wait to be in China. Hi!
Can't wait.
Arigato.
Yeah.
No, that's Japanese.
That's Japanese. So, and that is thank you.
Already fucked up.
Yeah.
So I get... When you go out of New York City.
Yes.
I think with Uber, we took away the idea of like, here's money for your service.
Yeah.
So there's like, sometimes they don't think they work for you.
Uh-huh.
Which bothers me.
People, I bet it does.
Yeah, that
people need to know they work for you.
Well, I get in the Uber, I get in the back seat, and the woman looks at me as a 50-year-old woman.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, what are you sitting in the back for? You're making me feel like I'm your driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you are. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot Uber's just an app where I look for new 50-year-old Puerto Rican friends. Like, what are you talking about? Why?
That should be an app.
You know what?
I would be so happy if was a separate app.
That's a separate app.
Puerto Rican Finder.
But that would be a separate app. Oh, why don't you get in the back? You get in the back and go take a nap. I'll drive me
to
the airport.
That's what I say when they ask.
What kind of a fucked up proposition is that?
Yeah, that's
so
a little
crazy.
So
then I had to sit in the front the whole way. Because what am I going to say? No.
Yeah, of course.
She gets to rate me.
Yeah. Oh, right. If you don't get a good rating, then people don't pick you up?
I think people will cancel on you. I don't have a good rating. I know I don't have a good rating because I took an Uber in Florida.
I can imagine this story.
Well, I brought this up on another podcast, but I'll say this. I think that all white people's Uber ratings are very low.
I think you've tried to tell me this before.
Yes.
I think
that there's a...
You tried to tell me this as a blanket statement because your rating is low.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's because I'm white.
It's a real thing.
They just look at me and they're like, fuck that dude.
Yeah,
because I just get in the Uber.
Yeah.
Some guy told me, because I was in Miami and I was coming back from somewhere in Uber.
Yeah.
And I was with a girl.
Yeah.
And I went in to go get pizza. I was like, can you stop and get pizza? And I offered the Uber driver a slice.
That's nice of you.
So I went in to go get the slice, and he said to the girl in the back, he goes, I wonder why his Uber rating's so low. He seems like a nice guy. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And this is
so now are you making a conscious effort to get it back up?
No, I'm being me. I just want to announce to people that there's, you know, listen, your Uber might be rated differently based on your look. This is people getting back at white people for not picking them up in the cabs, I think.
Ah, yeah, okay, that's pretty good. So when you sat in the front with this woman...
So I said, are you getting me off of this subject? Is that...
What? No, I forgot.
I get in the front with this woman, and the woman in the front, she starts telling me about her whole life, and I'm like...
Yeah, what's she saying?
She said, she was crazy. She said, she goes, I have 4 kids. They tried to steal my baby a couple times. I was like... Okay, who tried to steal your baby? She's like, at the hospital, they put a rice-sized chip in your skin when you're
this
a baby.
This sounds great.
And I go, well,
yeah.
And you have to agree.
Tell me everything.
You have to agree because
of course.
This person's now in charge of your life.
Of course.
Getting to the airport.
Yeah, let's get back your baby. So, I'm on a new trip.
So I said to her, I was like, they took your baby. She goes, they tried to swap it.
Yeah, they'll do that at the hospital.
And
they'll
go,
do a swap.
Yeah, and I go, well, how'd you figure it out? She goes, well, they gave me a boy and it was a girl. I go, so they didn't try to fucking swap it? Yeah, they gave you the wrong sex. I go, that seems like a bad plan.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't notice.
Also,
we'll put this wig on it.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll have a micro penis.
Yeah,
you won't even tell.
She won't know until they're 12.
Just a baby clit.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can say that on the air. I don't know. I felt
a
weird.
A baby clit?
Babies have a clit.
Yeah, exactly. So. That's a medical thing. You say that as a neutral sentence, you're fine.
Fine,
that's
okay.
A baby's clit where they derive pleasure from.
Oh my God. We're never, you know, we're never gonna make it. Someone's gonna
what?
We're never gonna. Some blogger is gonna get a hold of this one
dead
clip.
Dead in the water. We can't get on anything.
We're gonna get a job. You're gonna see Anthony DeVito gets a job with Comedy Central.
Yeah, I've deleted everything I've ever done.
It'll be online, and then the next day, Anthony DeVito loses job.
Yep.
Because he claimed that babies derive pleasure from their clits.
Yeah. They won't even have to search hard. Like some people have to delete tweets from 3 years ago. I just you listen to the last thing I said on any podcast.
It's crazy that happens. It's crazy that there was a girl that just got cast on SNL. She before the announcement was made, locked up everything.
Basically
saying, get away from me, bloggers.
Yeah.
Like, if this is how much of a nuisance you are.
I know. It sucks. It's like, I don't like that.
No, I don't know. Also, when they find these old tweets or these old sound, they take away all context.
Right.
They never say what day of the week it was. I always say it to people when I'm doing like a stand-up show and I see them taping. I'm like, can you stop taping? And then I immediately sound like the asshole because it's like, who do you think you are to tell me to stop taping? You're not famous.
Yeah, totally. It's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing. So I say to them, I go, I know you're saying, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
You're nobody. I know I'm nobody, but I'm trying to become somebody.
Right.
And you could post that video cut up with me being like, Hitler was the best.
Yeah, totally. I know. Like, it's like, look, you don't think I'm going to make it. I don't think I'm going to make it either.
Yeah.
But if by the grace of God that happens, this can't be out there.
This video needs to be sunk away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Anthony DeVito _RadDudeCast. Go check him out. He's an OKP.
Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
It's a pleasure.
Oh, I love being
here. It's
good
to see you.
It's great seeing you, man.
You were in Atlanta?
I was.
Did people come out? Any Radcast fans?
Yeah, no. No, we don't have any Atlanta.
No.
Turns out we only have two.
two fans.
We have two around New York, and that's really it.
Okay, good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we met them.
Yeah, and I think we have one guy who, I think he lives in some kind of bunker and under the Delaware, near the Delaware
River. We went
out
with these two guys who listen to this podcast, and then they listen to Rad Dudecast, and we got pretty fucking hammered.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't been that drunk in a long time.
And it was funny to watch them, like, hang out with us, because there were moments where Greg Stone, who's been on this event, would just do Greg Stone shit.
Oh, it was the best.
And just their reaction was like, oh, he's like this?
Yeah. Because the beginning of the night turned out with us being like, we were all sober, and us being like, we're not like that in real life. And then being like, almost like, thank God you're not like that in real life. That would be exhausting. And then two or three drinks in, we were 100% like that in
dancing.
Real life.
Yeah.
Just,
and he's also in basketball shorts for some reason.
Oh, the switch will happen.
New girl leaving town. Hello and welcome to A Shitty Question. Love the podcast, and I bought a 12-foot feather to tickle your nuts. It's in the mail, but seriously. I met a girl 3 weeks ago, and things have been going great. Dates, late-night drinks, cuddling, everything in a relationship without being a relationship. Only two problems, though. She's leaving to go to grad school 4 hours away, and I'm leaving for the Army soon.
Oh.
I really like this chick, and we have an unbelievable connection. She wants me to write her in basic training and wants me to come visit as much as possible before I leave. What's the move? Do I continue to see this girl knowing that I'm leaving soon and the distant thing sucks? Or do I just go on about my life and wonder the what ifs and wonder the what ifs? Any advice would be great. Great. I would be grateful. Thanks, man. What do you think?
Pressure her to join the Army. My first instinct says that. Put her under a tremendous amount of stress to join the Army.
That's the only way.
That's the only way
Fuck
I can see this.
Grad school.
Yeah.
You're coming with me to basic.
Yeah, exactly.
Start doing your push-ups.
Look at some online videos of Homeland.
Shave your head, G.I. Jane.
Shave that head of yours.
Yeah, I want it bald.
Yeah, make sure you got brothers and sisters, because I don't think you can go to the Army if you're the last to carry the family name.
Is that a real thing?
I think so.
No, this isn't feudal times. What are you talking about? It's not a king.
You cannot become a knight.
No.
But Daddy, I want to be a knight. You're the last one to carry my legacy.
That's true.
That whole legacy thing is a weird thing.
Yeah.
You carry the family name.
Yeah. No. Like, how afraid of dying are you if you're mad at your kid for not carrying on the family name?
Yeah, it's so much added stress.
So much stress.
It seems like a stressful time as it is.
If I were this kid, you can't spend all your time talking about the relationship, or else you don't have a relationship.
Sure.
That's the biggest problem with the impending distance. Uh-huh. So if you're like getting to know a girl.
Oh, I see what you mean.
He's getting to know her with this like doom, you know, this deadline on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Forget about the deadline. Just fucking have fun.
Yeah.
Get to know each other.
Yeah.
And a mature relationship, which is what you're trying to enter into, will work itself out.
Yeah.
So I would say, what you do, if you care about this person, keep hanging out.
Yeah.
Don't bring it up. When that time comes, it comes.
It comes. You leave the next day. That's
and
it.
Then, like, what you do is you say, you don't ask what's our plan. You just say, what's the plan?
Yeah.
It's not what's our plan. It's what's the plan.
Yeah.
So that means, instead of like, well, will you be with me while we're away when we call each other? Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah. What you do is you say, here are my 2 weekends I'm free. Should I come to you or are you coming to me?
Yeah.
And you just, it's just like, they used to have this thing in sales, they called the assume close.
Oh, I love this. I love to know more about sales with
you. Yeah, the assume close.
Yeah, how does that go?
So you just assume that they're buying.
Okay, I'm a client, you're the guy.
Okay,
let's
get some J-Train theater.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
yes, I am Charles Alexander.
Oh, Charles Alexander.
Yes.
Charles, great to see you.
To see you.
And you know what? It's been good talking to you. I've been, you know,
it's been good.
About horse cocks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, here's the deal.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is give you this paper. It signs you on for one horse cock a month.
Okay.
For about 10 years.
It
costs this much. So you're going to sign this, and then you just give me your credit card. Do you have your credit card number ready?
Yeah, I always have it on. 999-545-6363-212-447-73.
See how I just was like, this question in my mind.
There was no question. So here's what you're going to do.
Yeah, you're signing on for 12 months of horse cocks.
Yeah. So, over a 10-year period.
10-year period.
Which for Charles Alexander, who brought up the conversation,
seems about right.
Good deal for him.
So for this guy, where, you know, I would get into it. Get into the time you have right now.
Yeah.
Have plans. Go out. Get to know her even more. And then when that day comes, when it gets towards like you're leaving for basic and she's leaving for grad school, you say, okay, so these are my free weekends. When am I going to see you? Which weekend do you want to hang out?
Yeah. When can you come to Saudi Arabia?
Yes.
It's as simple as that.
Get your face covering ready.
Yeah, make sure you have your passport, all kinds of things for customs.
But
the
thing about distance is distance gets bogged down in talking about the distance.
Right.
If you just say,
yeah,
here are the times we're going to see each other, then you get to look forward to those times, and you're saying that you're on board to get to know them more.
Totally. You've got to treat it like death. Death is always there.
Yeah.
You don't end up, you know, you don't talk about death all the time in a relationship.
Yep.
But you know at some point you're going to die.
Yes.
So you just don't mention it.
No.
And then,
just see how it goes. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsored.
Yeah? What do you got?
Let me just tell you right now.
Yeah.
Do you shave?
Yeah. I shave about once a week.
Once a week.
Once a week.
That's the life of a comedian right there. Once a week shaving.
About once a week.
That's like, an adult.
I've got my brand, all right?
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's funny. It's funny that like if you said that to like something, they're like every day.
It's not even a thing.
Not even a thing.
It's part of showering.
Yeah,
then
I go shower.
Wait, you shower every day? What?
Thus the light. So listen, when you do your weekly,
let me guess, you wipe too.
Yeah. When you do your weekly shave, you gotta do. Well, you gotta. I use Harry's.
You use Harry's?
Love Harry's.
Oh, I've heard of Harry's.
I love Harry's because it's a set it and forget it type of thing. You don't have to go to the store. There's not a day where I'm like, shit, I gotta go to the drugstore.
It's mailed
to my fucking place.
The drugstore comes to you.
The drugstore comes to you.
Nobody else is doing this.
No one's doing this.
So get in.
So get in now. So here, that's what I love the most. Mm. So, and Harry's, the shaving stuff is better than anything I've ever used. It's high quality.
Yeah.
And big razor companies have always made a small change and come out with the newest version. So they'll be like, 10 blades this week.
You tell me what I hate. One of the things I hate the most in the world, Big Razor.
Big Razor.
Yeah.
Hate it.
I hate it.
Unlike those guys, Harry's doesn't believe in upcharging, which is why they made their razors even better. And they're keeping prices exactly the same. Harry's five blade razors now include softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, trimmer blade for hard to reach places, lubricating strip, textured handle for more control when it's wet. Still just $2 a blade compared to $4 where you'll pay at the drugstore. By owning the factory in Germany where they make the blades, Harry's can produce a higher quality razor themselves and sell them online for half the price. Fuck, guys. It's a no-brainer. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades. They'll send you popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, five-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Get your free trial when you subscribe. Just pay $3 for shipping. Plus, I got a special offer for my listeners. Promo code JTRAIN at checkout to get a post-shave bomb for free with your order.
Wow.
That's a deal. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter code JTRAIN at checkout to claim your free trial set, post-shave bomb. That's harrys.com, code JTRAIN. So get on that. That's a no-brainer.
That sounds good.
That's good. You had a question about micropenises?
Yes. Yeah, this comes to mind. So if there's the micropenis, now that's the male, you know, whatever, there's got to be some kind of female equivalent. I'm saying it's a dry vagina.
See, I'm not as, like, if a girl had a dry vagina, I wouldn't be like, ugh, this is embarrassing for her and I can't do this anymore.
Oh yeah, so then what's your equivalent?
I think it'd be macro clit.
Oh, huge clit.
Yeah,
really?
That makes sense.
Really?
Yeah, because what if you went down there and you're like, what if there was a clit that was down to her knee?
Oh, like a droopy clit.
A droopy clit.
I thought you meant just like a big button.
No.
You mean a drooper.
What if it was like, it was just a clit, but it looked very penis-like?
Oh, boy. Well, I don't know.
See, this is what I'm talking about. That's
time to close my eyes and dream about sunsets.
You're having sex, and it's just flopping against your belly button.
Sure.
Isn't that what would happen?
I don't know. Look, if it's attached to a woman, it's a woman's part.
Yeah.
So I think I'm okay with it.
I think I would be able to get over it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be fine with it. Whatever is easier for her is my thing.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Handling a concert. My girlfriend and I are in the midst of a new relationship.
Okay.
She was my formal date last semester. We saw each other all summer and decided to make it official when we came back to school. Everything has been great. I'm having a ton of fun with her and see a future with her, however long that may be. My question is, she wants to go to an EDM dance festival in a few weeks.
Okay.
She would be going with a group of my fraternity brothers and some other friends from the school. EDM is not my taste in music, and I don't want to be the tag-along boyfriend, is why I'm not going.
Mm.
My problem comes in when I know if she's going to go, it's going to be a night or two, high anxiety for me. She will be surrounded by a bunch of other dudes, drugs, and alcohol. I will not tell her not to go because I want her to have a great time and not have to worry about me. But I also want to tell her that I'm not thrilled about the idea. Seems like he just said the opposite.
Yeah, I don't know what's
happening. I know it's
here.
A new relationship and we still need to build to tell her that I'm not thrilled about the idea. All right, it's a new relationship. We still need to build that trust and I do not want to sound controlling, but at least want to talk to her about it. How do I bring it up without sounding controlling or overprotective, but still letting her have a great time?
You can't let her not go to the thing because that's too much.
Oh, yeah.
So she's,
well,
you
he
know.
Says she's going to go, but he wants to let her know that he's not comfortable with it.
No, that's stupid.
That's dumb as fuck,
that's
right?
Stupid.
You just have to go, then.
Yeah,
that's
he's
it.
Just got to go.
You got to go.
If he's really worried about that, then he's got
to
go.
You go to the concert, have fun. If you like this girl, have fun getting introduced to someone she's interested in.
Yes, yeah.
And here's the thing, not your type of music. It's not your type until it's getting you late.
Yeah.
So why don't you go have fun with her, and you're going to have fun doing all the extracurricular activities that come with the concert. The concert's a background to the time with friends.
Yeah, exactly. You're already knowing the people there, too, right? He said it's a fraternity. So you go hang out with your friends. Who cares? It's a bunch of beep-bops and boops going on in the background.
Totally.
No, don't even worry about it. So, and she's going to be all hopped up on drugs and alcohol and EDM things. I think they wear tight, funny, fuzzy outfits.
They always wear hot.
Yeah,
shit.
They always hot outfits.
Yeah, the girls always wear like tutus and shit. Like, you're getting to see your girl in a different... she's like, you know, she's now girlfriend Barbie.
Yeah.
You're gonna get to see her as EDM Barbie.
Yes. Hot stranger at a music festival Barbie.
Yeah. So
you
guys
gotta
do
that.
This is gonna be a fun experience. So, you know, there's a point where like you can take the things you like and don't like to almost be a part of you.
Yeah.
It sounds like, well, that's what he's doing.
Yeah,
where he's I'm not an EDM guy.
No.
Dude,
get over
be
that.
Anything guy.
Yeah.
Also, there's no way to bring this up without sounding like her parent.
What?
That you,
yeah, oh yeah, that's crazy. Like, you can't bring this up.
You can't bring
you
this
can't,
up.
Whatever like, your plan is, whatever those words that you've written down in your notes up. Folder,
yeah.
throw it away.
Throw it away.
It's not gonna. It's not good.
Let's do J Train Theater. Like you if got I, it. You're yes. her.
Yeah.
And I'm him.
Yeah. What's up, Ricky?
Ricky's my name.
What? Yes, it is true. You don't know your own name?
I'm Ricky. Yeah. Stacy, yo, that EDM festival is coming up.
I can't wait. I'm going to see all my favorite musicians.
Yeah.
DJ.
Yeah, EDM isn't really my thing. Okay. But, like, I'm fine with you going.
Yeah. Yeah, but, why wouldn't you be fine with me going? I'm a woman in 2016. I have a breast. And another one.
And I know you have that single breast thing
yeah,
that
two.
We've always
you
talked
didn't
about.
Let
you
me
have
finish.
Two, oh, you have two breasts.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm saying, when you go,
yeah.
I just want you to, you know, there's going to be a lot of men there.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of extracurriculars.
I don't, yeah, you say it. Say what you want to say.
So I just want to let you know that, like, you got to be careful, Missy.
Be careful of how be careful.
Am I your dad or your boyfriend?
I don't know right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, you adopted the character of the teacher in A Clockwork Orange. I don't know. That's a weird reference, but it checks out.
I never saw it. Okay. Well, that's the advice.
There's no way to do it. Yeah.
At gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
You ever been to an EDM show?
I'm not an EDM guy.
Me neither. I'm no loser.
Yeah, I'm not a fucking loser.
Yeah.
No, I've never been. Have you been?
No, I don't think so. What's the EDM? It's a bunch of DJs in ecstasy or whatever?
Yeah, I think it's an excuse to do
just
drugs.
Do a bunch of drugs.
That's
yeah,
what
that
it
sounds
always...
fine. You wear a bunch of fuzzy outfits. It sounds like a good
let's
time.
Let's talk about an excuse to get
I'd
fucked.
I'd love to.
AdamandEve.com. Mm. This is a new sponsor. I love that they're a part of the show because I think a lot it can help a lot of our listeners
yeah.
get a little freaky.
Oh, yeah.
Go to AdamandEve.com for a limited time. You'll get 50% off just about any item. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs plus free mystery gift. And on top of all, they'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. Adam and Eve is basically getting you off
yeah.
for free
yeah.
with this. Go to AdamandEve.com, use code JTRAIN at checkout. That's JTRAIN, JTRAIN, at AdamandEve.com. Use code JTRAIN at AdamandEve.com. Go check it out. Happy to have them part of the show. And,
I think that's a big pickup.
Oh, yeah. I'm very happy
yeah.
that they got involved.
Yeah.
I had one question I really wanted to deal with you.
Was it about the Olympics?
Yeah, it's about... The Olympics. How did you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a hot topic.
It's a hot
Everyone's
topic.
Everyone's talking about
days.
Ryan Lochte.
Lochte's a big story.
Yeah.
You, what are you? What is this? A new character? This is a month ago, Anthony?
Yeah. Guy who gets his news a month late.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
a
yeah,
month
yeah.
late, Anthony. A month
oh,
behind.
Boy. Summer's almost over. So,
summer's
you know.
Almost
you got to prepare
over.
For fall.
All right. Let's go to a random email.
Yeah.
Shots keep shooting me down.
Hmm.
Hello and welcome to my email. This is a J Train listener coming at you live from a school on the East Coast. Jay Boner, I come to you a humble day one listener, finally with something important enough to ask advice for that I'm sure affects silent portion of the listenership. Ability to take shots.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this guy's
yeah.
plight is worse than the micropenis.
Oh, man.
Let me start
oh,
off by saying
boy.
That this hasn't always been a problem. Everyone has that liquor that they don't fuck with. Mine started off as vodka. Sorry, every sorority girl ever. But then, other than that, I was fine. Over time, my problem has grown to the point that one shot straight will make my stomach instantly feel like shit. It's not the taste issue because I actually enjoy most liquors by taste. My stomach simply rejects it. It's funny that he's trying to sound tough about taking
yeah,
shots.
Yeah, I know.
like he's like, I don't mind the taste. And no one likes the taste of liquor.
Yeah, it's poison.
It's literally poisoning
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah.
I like that's the reason when you first take a sip of whiskey, you do the...
Yeah, no one's ever like refreshed.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Finally, I'm
it's just,
chugging
it's
this
the only
whiskey.
Poison that helps you dance.
Most of all the time, I can avoid this problem by drinking mixed drinks or slamming beers, but someone offers me to pull the handle during a party, I either have to come up with some reason why I can't do it or do it and have to run the risk of going outside if I can't keep it down. As you can imagine, it's pretty fucking embarrassing not being able to hang with the boys with shots, even more so because my tolerance is fine. My body won't let me. As a guy who could formally put down shots with the best of them, Do you have any advice for dealing with this? Hopefully, this is all in my head. You know, some tips for making it easier. I just want to fix the problem. Help me, Juby One Kenobi. I only hope. Keep up the good work on the podcast. What do you think?
My thing with this, whenever you're worried about not looking like a man, you say you can't do something because your dick's too big.
Oh yeah, you straight go, to your dick.
Look, I don't want to be weird about this, but in the past couple months, my dick has grown to an enormous degree.
To an amount that I cannot take shots.
Physically, for my health, I can't take shots. I saw a specialized doctor for that.
You need a ride to the airport? I can't give you a ride. I can't even drive a car anymore. My penis is too
it's
big.
It's just gotten out of hand, and I can't do certain activities.
Too big a penis.
Too big a penis disease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right in the sense that like no one's going to give a fuck what you say.
No.
If you don't take a shot, if you just say, no, I'm not, I'll fucking puke. Nobody wants you to puke. Your real friends aren't going to be like, a fake friend.
A party friend.
A party friend will be like, you're not taking shots.
Yeah, wow, bro.
Won't get over it the whole night.
You gay, bro? You gay, bro? What?
You won't surf? You gay, bro?
You surf or take a shot, bro? You gay?
Well, that's a guy, you know, if someone gives you shit about this for the whole night, that means they have nothing to say to anyone else.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know? All this stuff that you would get shit about only gets to a level of like being weird when it's because that person has a serious problem with connecting with other humans.
Yeah, exactly. When they're just like, I need you to be an animal like me tonight.
I went on a bachelor party and I remember we were in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Okay. And we were on a big bachelor party, whatever.
Yeah.
And we're walking around, you know, Bourbon Street and everyone's like, let's go get drunk. Like, we want to go to a bar.
Right.
And one dude in the trip just kept going, let's go to a strip club. And like everyone was just like, everyone was like, no. Like, it just wasn't the vibe at the moment. And listen, I've been to strip clubs. They're fine. If it's the right vibe, then you get it. I get
it.
But this, he just kept bringing it up.
Yeah.
How? And then he would make it about me, or like about you. He'd be like, oh, you don't like strip? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
How could you not like a strip club?
Right.
And it's like, and at one point I just blew up. I was just like, because I want to go talk to girls I could fuck.
Yeah. No,
and he was married and he had a kid. And you were like, oh, this isn't. Every time he pointed at me, what's wrong with you? I knew it was like him looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
You
know? Totally.
Like, what's wrong? It wasn't. So it's never about you that people give you shit about. And if they're giving you shit, like, of course, dude, they're going to give you shit about not taking shots. You're going to be like, oh, dude, you're out. And you'll be like, do you want me to puke all over your house?
Right.
No, okay. No.
Yeah. Let me tell you what happens if I take a shot.
Let me tell you. If I take a shot, and then it becomes known amongst your friends and people stop asking.
Yeah.
JTrain Podcast.
That's a good move,
too. @gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one more email.
I'd like to do another email.
It's always a pleasure having you on. I got to say, this is the email I was actually looking for.
Oh, good.
And I'm happy.
Good.
Date the 8 or fuck the 6.
Ooh. This is a classic conundrum.
Classic J Train podcast conundrum.
How many emails have you gotten with that subject?
I usually delete them. I'm a senior in a good fraternity at a small, well-known private school in the South that has a solid party scene.
Okay.
That's also the most J Train podcast.
Yeah.
Too many adjectives.
Yeah, way too much.
Good fraternity, small, well-known private school in the South that has a solid party scene. It's the type of sentence that's not braggy, but it is.
Yeah, but it is. It totally is.
I've been dating this girl for 2 years now with 2 abroad breaks in between. We have a great relationship. She's a 7'7", 9", doesn't get mad when I tell her I'm going to be blacked out with the boys for about 3 days, so won't be answering many texts, isn't clingy. We fuck like Energizer bunnies on Molly. The whole 9 yards.
Got it.
That's also not the whole 9 yards. That's the most... The funniest part about that, that's the college 9 yards.
Yeah, that
she
is...
She doesn't fuck with me.
Yep.
Get as drunk as I want.
Yeah.
And we fuck like Energizer rabbits.
Do a bunch of drugs. That is not even a yard.
I've never heard a 50-year-old.
Yeah.
Marriage is great.
We got it all.
God, I love my wife. She lets me. She doesn't talk to me very often. She lets me get blackout drunk with my boys.
Yeah.
We fuck like Energizer rabbits on Molly. And we're celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary next week. The problem. I feel like that could be a bit.
Just yeah,
like,
I think that's it? Funny. Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty
that is funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
Kids are good.
Being in a relationship in college is like the most unreality reality.
Oh, of course.
Money doesn't exist. You're not living together. There's no... If
you can't make it work in college...
It ain't going to work.
It's never going to happen in the real world. Yeah.
Well, the problem is I've never been in a relationship guy. For the past few months, I have felt restless because I love being single and I miss it.
Oh.
On our breaks, I took full advantage of single life, a whole lot of ham wallet smashing and box munching.
What do you say? Ham wallet smashing?
Ham wallet smashing.
That's a sexual term?
He also did an apostrophe over the... He didn't smashing. It was smash in.
Smashing.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah. I love that he knew how to write it.
Yeah.
Ham wallet smashing.
Yeah, I didn't realize we had an English major
and
on our
box munching.
And a little bit of box.
Even now on nights when she doesn't go out and I do find myself dancing with a hot girl and getting right to the point of hookup before I have to back off.
Yeah.
I always feel really shitty about it, both for pulling myself and my girlfriend in that situation, for leading that rando girl on. And I tend to feel like if I'm going to pull that shit, I shouldn't be in a relationship. The problem is I really do like this girl. We're both in the same tight friend group. Her sorority is tight with my fraternity. We always do shit together. So ending it would mean not only awkwardness, but also a potentially long grace period where I could get with a good chunk of hot girls because they know my... Or where I couldn't get with a good chunk of hot girls because they know my girlfriend. Like I said, it's a small school, so everybody knows when shit goes down. Uh-huh. I'm a pretty outgoing and friendly guy, so I wouldn't be that worried about being awkward with me and her after the breakup. Once you see each other out, but it's stupid to think that it won't be shitty for a while. I'd rather not spend my senior year being pissed off and not getting laid and recovering from the breakup. I also feel like I don't see myself in a relationship with her after college, so I might as well end this shit now I'm not licking my wounds right as I go out into the real world. She's a great girl, everyone loves her, and I don't want to regret fucking up a good thing with a great girl.
Breakup.
What should I do? Do I stay with her? Appreciate the help. Sorry for the long... Yeah, okay. You don't have to apologize for a long email. Mm-hmm. To make the email even longer.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell Man Sam he's a liberal jagaloon. Is that a racial term that I don't know?
I think it's a...
I didn't just say like... I hope I didn't say the Turkish N-word.
Yeah.
You're like, sorry for making you say that Turkish N-word. Yeah. I think mean it's from Step Brothers. He calls them jagaloons or whatever.
He goes, tell Man Sam he's a liberal jagaloon with a 3-inch cock.
Nope.
And then he writes in parentheses, JK, he seems like a homie.
Okay. Thanks, buddy. Break up with this chick.
P.S. Hair of the Dog was my crew's favorite pregame spot this summer. Props to you for turning me onto it. So what do you guys think?
That's cool. Break up.
Yeah, he's listing reasons. He's like, I like her, but like, I love hooking up with other chicks and I don't want to date her after college. You got to just be done, man.
That's about to give you the best advice ever given on this podcast.
Wow, really?
You're welcome, listeners. This is free. Tell your friends. If you see the relationship ending after college,
yeah,
ask yourself this question.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you like to spend your breakup? You have two choices.
Mm-hmm.
Surrounded by a huge group of friends who can hang out at any time and any hour.
Right.
In college.
Yeah.
Or in your apartment.
Yeah.
In a new city.
Yeah.
With a job you hate. Yeah. With maybe one roommate that you're okay with.
Yeah.
Just think of where you're going to spend the breakup. So, totally. Like, this kid said, he's like, oh, we're same friend group. I don't want to waste my senior year being mad. Do it now.
Yeah, of course.
End it now, and your senior year will be fine. Your friends are going to be there for you. You have a huge crew now.
Right.
The minute you get out of college, that crew, literally, it's as if a hole was put into a bag of sand. It is literally seeping out. People go do their own things.
Yeah.
No one is going to be there for you as much as they're going to be there for you right now in college.
Yeah.
So if you think after college you don't see it being long-term, end it now.
Yep.
Get over it. You're in the best place you could ever be to be single. Fucking do it.
100%.
It's a no-brainer.
No part of me that disagrees with you. Not a part.
Thank you. No, I'm just saying, like, this guy, I hear him. Like, listen, every girl's a nice girl. Every girl.
No, there's some real people that are mean.
I'm just saying, like, everyone that you're dating, if you're dating someone right now that you're like, oh, we're going to break up after college, that person's going to be good for somebody.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're fine.
Like, they're going to be fine.
18 or 19 years old.
Get it out of your system now. Go home for like winter, for Thanksgiving break. You'll come right back ready for fucktown.
Yeah. Oh, choo-choo.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Anthony DeVito, always a pleasure.
Great to be here. Thank you.
We really ran the gambit. Yeah. Is that how you say it?
The gamut.
Gamut?
Is it gamut?
Mizzou?
Hmm?
What?
Mizzou. Yeah. Did anyone write into that about
No, I haven't heard
anything. What's this Mizzou thing?
Mizzou is Missouri.
Yeah.
And Manson called it Mizzou.
Mizzou? Oh, that's like a magician term.
Yeah, yeah. Mizzou!
Mizzou!
Yeah. So, listen, always good to have you on.
I loved it here.
We did a lot of different stuff. We danced around.
Oh, it was good, man.
Stuff. We'll be right back with hypotheticals and the news. Hey guys, welcome back. Anthony, thank you for taking the emails. Always a pleasure.
Oh, Jared, it's always great to be here.
Okay, P.
I appreciate it.
Go follow Anthony at @AnthonyDeVito_money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Control Alt Delete.
Tweet, tweet, Control Alt Delete at twitter.com.
So go follow Anthony. Man, Sam, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Matt. These are the Rad Dude Cast episodes are almost like a different class of episodes.
It's a different
level completely.
Yeah, you
it's
should.
Just a different. Episode. It's a different show.
Yeah, you should release them as a different series.
Yeah, the classic set.
We put them the together. Classics. Yes, the Rad Dude Cast classics.
We'll do like a Time Warner. You know what do they do? The Time Life.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can get all the J Train classics.
Yes, we should.
Anthony DeVito talking about horse cocks.
Yeah.
Greg Stone speaking gibberish.
Yeah.
Brendan Ayer getting upset about racial terms.
Yes. Yeah, we should do some kind of infomercial
thing. We should. It would be great.
Yeah.
So let's do some hypotheticals. You ready?
Yep.
Sup, Jew?
I love that. No train, no other reference. He just calls you a Jew.
How's it hanging? This is about to make hang real stiff. Oh, how's it hanging? This is about to make it hang real stiff.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather bang Taylor Swift and get herpes or bang Hillary Clinton and knock her up?
What?
What do you think?
Hillary Clinton can't be knocked up at her age. She's 70 years old, isn't she?
We just created a medicine, and you can knock up Hillary Clinton.
Oh, great. We have this medicine.
In a world.
Taylor Swift has herpes, by the way?
No, I think he's saying...
Oh.
You bang her, but you get herpes.
I bang her, but I get herpes. Or I knock up Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd love to get Hillary Clinton pregnant.
Really?
Of course. That family is doing well.
Yeah,
are you kidding
they got
me?
A ton of dough.
Now I'm associated with that family? That's crazy.
You're just the
I hang out with Bill.
The crazy mister?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that is great. I can't think of a better case scenario than
also, that kid is set.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to worry about
He's
that kid,
set,
man, Sam.
I'm set.
Yeah, go knock up Hillary Clinton for sure.
The only reason to fuck Swift and get the herpes is that I feel like the tides of opinions are changing on Taylor Swift. Where you could cash in big time on some big Taylor Swift hate.
Yeah, but that hate...
I would put out a song.
Oh, really?
I'd put out a song about Taylor.
Uh-huh.
And it would be like, you know...
How might that go?
Yeah, how does that song go in your head? That Taylor Swift herpes song.
Herpes song.
That's a country song?
I think it'd be country. Like,
all right.
I've been on the farm... way too long, and I got this mole that ain't a mole. It's on my dick.
Yeah.
I got it from Taylor. I gotta say, she really did fail her. STD check.
Nice.
Thank you.
That was great.
Beautiful, right?
Because I was worried about that failure. Did you have the STD check in your head or no?
No.
Yeah. I just bailed you out.
Here's the thing. When you just open yourself up.
Totally. You
the
let the music
just come out.
Yep.
You just, 100%. It just comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jew, let's do this.
Oh, man. These hypothetical guys are aggressive.
They're aggressive.
Yeah.
This is basically a question only for guys.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so sorry if you... No, I saved this for a guy guest. Would you rather marry a dime who knew nothing about sports and is basically impossible to teach about sports, or this guy's got to be in high school.
This is amazing.
He's got to be in high school.
This is awesome.
Or marry, we'll say, a 6'6" that could do football talk all day long.
So basically, marry a beautiful woman or a guy.
Yes.
I don't
this is
care.
A weird way for this guy to come out of the closet.
Yeah, wow. That's amazing.
Obviously, the trophy wife is the dream, but having a life partner that can talk shit on my fantasy football team would cause a lot of great angry sex.
So funny, man.
I don't think that's how angry sex happens.
I don't think any of those sentences don't add up.
None.
You just said she doesn't know about sports. That doesn't make her a trophy wife. That just means you can't talk sports with her.
Yeah.
There's a million other things you can talk about.
Do you know how many relationships exist in that reality where they're like, yeah, my wife just doesn't like sports.
Yeah. Who gives a shit? Well, it's never been a problem.
And guess what? You can. Like, I watch the UFC. I watch hockey. Yeah. I'm like, look what the Rangers did tonight. She's like, yeah, I don't care. But yeah. I still tell her.
Yeah. That's not what binds a relationship. Mutual love of
So I
football.
Guess I'm taking the perfect wife. It's just such a funny thing because you're like, it's funny to me because this guy... More power to him.
Sure.
When you're trying to figure out how to talk to chicks,
right?
You're like, if she can't talk about sports, I can't talk about
anything. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
So it's like, she won't. I gotta talk about Desperate Housewives.
Right. Just look at her as a person, and you go, what do people like to talk about?
The only thing I need from a girlfriend is the ability to talk shit about other people.
Right.
Yeah. Which they all have.
The only thing I want.
In a girlfriend. Yeah.
I once dated a girl where she would be like, you can't be so judgy. I'm like, oh, what am I doing here? Isn't that the whole key to everything?
That's the basis of any relationship, really. Like, we agree on what's wrong with all that shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
We agree on what's wrong.
Yeah.
What's right, you know, we don't really agree on.
Here nor there.
Let's do some news.
So, University of Michigan invited students to indicate their preferred gender pronoun on their campus roster.
Okay.
This
can only go wrong for a Harambe joke.
Exactly.
I see where this is going.
So since there's so many pronouns, they used a text box instead of a drop-down menu. There's no options.
Ridiculous things.
Yes. Why did they do that?
So this one gentleman named Grant Strobel wrote, I henceforth shall be referred to as His Majesty Grant Strobel. And they started a hashtag UM pronoun challenge, and everybody's... You know, putting out what they'd like to be referred to.
It's got
to
be funny for the person that doesn't know what a pronoun is and is in college at Michigan, and he's like, just writes the wrong fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's like, orange.
I'd probably do that.
What do we think?
I would go with senator, probably.
Senator Mansamp.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Well, Mansamp might be one in and of itself, but yeah.
What would you do? The bereaved.
Yeah. The recently bereaved. Anthony DeVito.
I've said this once in a thousand. Yeah. I would be the widowed.
Yeah, the widowed. Oh. That's fun.
Widowed.
Yeah.
Listen, this is a controversial statement.
Is it?
I think this is the episode to do it.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than... that's not the right way to put it.
In the abstract.
If you could choose to be any... Dude, the widowed man is living in heaven on earth.
Sure, sure.
Let me explain.
Sure,
he's gone through some shit. But let me just... Am I in a safe space? It's only us four guys.
Of course, Jared.
Got Matt off the mic, but...
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm saying, if you're going to be anything...
Yeah.
For fucking?
Yeah.
Because nobody cares if you're like a... If you're a guy who gets around town like with a lot of women, and then everyone's like, and he lost his wife.
Yeah.
No one cares. You can be the biggest pimp in the world. No one talks shit about you.
Right. It's proof that you will commit to a relationship, but there's a reason why you might not now.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not.
And you had nothing to do with it.
Like, if you were...
No matter what
nothing
the cops
to do
say.
With it.
Yeah. They can't get you on the charges.
But I'm saying...
Because your alibi is airtight.
Airtight. Airtight.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you...
Check for genetics. You did your homework.
As far as being like a sexual suitor...
Sure.
Where like you get the benefit of every doubt...
Yes.
Widower gets the benefit of every doubt.
Yes. Yeah, you just have to go through immense sadness when your beloved dies.
Yeah, I mean, you lose the love of your life.
Sure.
But you get to fuck a lot of sixes.
Yeah, you don't have to do magic at a bar.
We've gone over. This is the episode that gets me to lose a job.
Yeah, isn't that an even trade?
It'd be funny to...
Woman you've searched for your whole life dies, and you don't have to buy anyone a drink.
Now you get to fuck. Welcome to Fucktown.
Oh boy, isn't that better?
This is an episode that will eventually be filed under lost episode.
Yes. Jared Fried loses job at blankety blank.
I don't even think what you said is controversial. I just think
they get looked at through the most amazing spectrum.
Yeah.
You could be the worst guy in the world.
Right.
But they're like,
You get some sympathy.
You get a lot of sympathy.
Some built-in sympathy, yeah, so you're always instantly likable.
And Mansam brings up a good point where it's like, you've committed. You've done it.
That is a good point. You've shown you can do it.
You do the one thing women find the hottest.
Right.
That's committing to something.
Right.
And being a part of it, and then lost it out of no fault of your
own, under
an airtight...
Sure, yes. You know, I mean, come on. You can't prove anything that you can't see.
Yes. So let's do one more news item.
Would you like something about...
Is it about widowers getting fucked?
Unfortunately, no. I can't find one. One that involves Walmart and one that involves a college football player.
Combine them.
I don't think that's how news stories work.
I probably could. We could do it.
Let's do Walmart.
So Walmart apparently had a t-shirt, which they've now pulled off their online store, that said, "I'd rather be snorting cocaine off a hooker's ass."
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
But now it's not on there anymore. But
doesn't Walmart also sell guns?
Yeah,
they sell guns.
You wear
this
that
t-shirt, though.
They pull this.
This is this, so we can't have anything like this.
What line was that under? Was that
sell a rifle to a 10-year-old, but doing this?
Were they like, hey, we've been listening to the J Train podcast. Let's get some of their emailers to write some t-shirts for us.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
It's
crazy, right? It was $20.
What was the t-shirt again? Sorry.
I'd rather be snorting cocaine off a hooker's ass. Which seems like.
What do you wear that to?
Yeah.
Like, what occasion?
Yeah.
Your
that's
wife's
great.
Your wife's funeral.
I was going to say,
that's where you wear it.
Yeah. The MTV Movie Awards. Nowhere to wear.
That is the only place
the only
I can
place
actually.
You can actually do it.
The deposition around your wife's
murder. The deposition. Yeah. That's the funniest place you can wear it to, is a deposition.
Let's do the college football one just because we're here.
So, hold on, let me scroll up to it. Alabama linebacker Tim Williams was just got in a little trouble at a Publix parking lot, but could easily be a Walmart.
Big fan of Publix.
Yeah.
Me too.
Gourmet.
What's your top three supermarkets?
Publix, ShopRite.
ShopRite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever been to ShopRite?
No, I know. I'm looking at right now in my mind's eye. I'm seeing like the logo, and I'm assuming it's shitty.
No, it's great.
Okay.
I'll take you the one in my hometown.
Okay, good. We'll leave right from here. We'll go straight to
Stop and Shops are good too.
Stop and Shop's got a good product.
Yeah. But Publix is number one.
I was probably going to say Stop and Shop because it's just the one I'll go to, but Publix for sure when I go to Florida on vacation or whatever. I love the packaging in a Publix.
It's nice. Publix is nice. Here, you're both wrong. Wegmans is number one.
I've never been.
Yeah, I don't think I've been to a Wegmans.
Oh, that's like the best.
What do they have there?
Everything.
Oh, good.
Wait, does Fairway count? I like Fairway.
Wegmans,
that place is good.
Fairway, then I go Publix.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You can email in your favorite.
Yeah, the most neutral emails you've ever gotten.
jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. What is it?
So anyway, so he's in a Publix parking lot with his friend. They're hanging out. They have a Glock in the car.
Okay.
And his friend is smoking weed in the parking lot. Yeah.
You got to be careful.
So they catch him, obviously. They're like, hey, you can't have a fucking Glock here. You don't have a permit for this. So he gets arrested for that. Then they're like, what's the deal with this weed? They found a bag of weed and they blamed it. They were like, it's not our weed. We were holding it for our friend Brandon Chicken. That was the name they came up with.
Brandon Chicken.
That's funny, man. Come on. That's great. So,
it's just funny that they're like, Brandon Chicken?
Yeah. Brandon like, Chicken. I mean,
Brandon Chicken. What is, have you guys been watching South Park?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see when there's South Park has been if you're not watching it, you're an idiot.
Yeah,
just
man.
Go watch it.
Lights
it's so good.
Out.
The part when he's fucking with the woman and they mail in questions and all the names are about like
cancer
shit.
Yeah.
It's just insane. You got to go watch it. That's my piece of advice to end this podcast. Mansamp, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks, man.
At Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the network. Anthony DeVito.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
At Anthony DeVito _ Rad Dude Cast every week on iTunes. Go subscribe. Get involved. Super funny. I'm Jared Free. JTrain56 on all platforms. We'll be here next episode. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!